right now.
Oh.
You need another?
Yeah, I need to fix some marble stuff too.
Yeah, just do one more.
Fine.
Is that your
light
still kind of beating a little bit?
Apparently not.
One, two, three, yep. And then bring my vocal up a little more, please.
Please.
All right, let's do it again.
Don't you bring us back to God. Don't you bring us to Kachatin. Don't you bring us back to God. Don't you bring us to Kachatin. Don't you bring us back to God. Don't you bring us to Kachatin. Don't you bring us back to God. Don't you bring us to Kachatin.
Hey Jackie, check your voice real quick.
Two, one, two, yeah. Real quick. One, two, yeah.
Bring him down just a little bit.
Two, one, two, well.
Oh, yeah.
That same 6-3-800 is.
Just pull that down. Huh?
Thank you.
your, yeah, check back there and see what you see. What you see.
We're worried about the keyboard section?
It's the piano.
The piano? Okay.
Yeah, I was only getting one, or no, I guess it was the keyboard. I was only getting one side of the keyboard in the house. Still really, it's like that 6K, 5K, 6K.
Show tonight. There are legends up here too. Thank you again all for coming out. See, you're filling up the room nicely. You guys are gonna do great here tonight. I'm really proud of you. Thank you. Give yourselves a big hand. Thanks for coming out. We got Taj Mahal next Friday. And tonight, of course, let me a couple quick reminders. Just to keep with the policy of these kind of shows, please no flash photography at all. In fact, very little photography and no videography. Any other geography or anthologies or, yeah, you know where I'm going with that one. Okay, I think we're about ready to start the show. There's a legend nearby, his name's Leon Russell, he's gonna be on the stage real soon, so when he comes up here, when his band comes up here, give him a big warm part. Where are we again? Delta? Esther? Give him a Fairbanks, Alaska welcome when he comes up. But thank you all for coming out tonight, and you're going to have a great show. So enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, how y'all doing? My wife tells me I need to talk more to these deals. So, I come from Oklahoma, that's a damn rural country. Back when I was a kid down there, it was a dry state. I don't know if you have those up here or not. What that means is that it didn't mean there wasn't any whiskey. There was plenty of whiskey. There just wasn't any liquor laws. So that allowed me to start playing in the nightclubs when I was pretty young. And so I played my show, and I come home, and I built myself a little crystal set. Yes, did you have a question? You're from Oklahoma? Yeah. Son of a gun! Yeah. Huh? Seminole. What did he say? Seminole. Seminole. Well, let's get together. From Seminole. So, what the hell was I saying? So I go play my nightclub job, and I come home and I listen to my little crystal set radio that I made out of the Boy Scout manual. You probably wouldn't believe it, I was kind of a nerd back in the day. But I also played in the Methodist church. And if you forgive me, the Methodists are a little bit starchy. And so I listen to Pentecostal music on the radio, rhythm and blues. I start playing some of that Pentecostal music in my church deal, and they run me off. Got a little starchy 14-year-old to play for. Anyway, and why the heck did I tell this story? Oh, yeah, about that time there was a guy that had a hit record. His name was Ivory Joe Hunter. And it made the girl scream. I wish my name was something like Ivory Joe Hunter. I later changed my name to Leon Russell because it sounded like a name that nobody would change their name to. So anyway, he had this hit record, which I'm not going to play for you. I'm going to play the B-side, which I like very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
I left Oklahoma when I was 17, right when I got out of high school. I wanted to go out to Los Angeles and get in the advertising business, if you can imagine. So after those advertising guys hurt my feelings a couple of times, I started playing on people's records. And one day I got a call from Elektra Records. I went down there as a young man, down there wearing what they call a nudie suit, Nudie the Rodeo Taylor. It had cacti and covered wagons and horses and horseshoes and rhinestones, all kinds of stuff like that. He had a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was crazy about hillbilly music. So I was getting ready to leave Burbank Airport to go on Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen program. So Graham came out there and he brought me a green silk top hat I was fond of at that time. I've since switched to something more geographically correct. Anyway, I wore it on the road and we played catch with it and somebody sat on it and the inside started coming out. And I looked in there and said, MGM 1938, Al Jolson, the jazz singer. So since I was kind of a jazz singer myself, it's kind of, boy, that didn't get a laugh at all, did it? So anyway, Graham told me I ought to sing this song. I don't believe it was his song, but he said I should sing it, and so I do. Thank you.
Which way the wind blows, Thank you.
I've been so many places in my life and past. I sung a lot of songs, I made some bad vibes. Back it up, my life on stage, with 10,000 people watching. the stage, and then we unexpectedly return and play more songs. Now, those of you who know me know that I'm not that crazy about walking. So if you just pretend that we walked off the stage, then we just keep playing. I invite you to sing along with us if you know the words. Even if you don't know the words, sing along with us. It'll be fun, like Stevie Wonder at the White House. Shake my nerves, I ain't ready to pray.
All right.